Well, I just want y'all to know that we've been taking up an offering. How many of y'all, well, real quick, just so I can see everybody. How many of you guys, this is your first time here? This is your first time. Great. I'm glad y'all are with us. Seriously. Thank you for coming. Welcome. My name is Michael Head, and we call this thing
Blind.
Good job, guys. Man, we've been taking up an offering. And some of y'all are like, man, it's so hot in here. It is. And I just want you to know, we were supposed to have the air conditioning fixed today, but a part didn't come in. And so that means, like, next time we meet, oh, air. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like 50 degrees in here. Y'all better bring your jackets. But we've been taking up an offering, and not for the air conditioning, but we've been taking it up to get pigs. Exactly. We've been taking up offering to buy a pig. Check this out. To buy a pig for families that don't have anything. You know what I'm saying? Overseas in Asia. We're taking up an offering to buy a pig. You know what I'm saying? You're like, well, that's stupid. No, it's so cool. And then also, not only that, but we're taking up an offering. The offering did pigs. We're trying to buy two pigs and some Bibles. And so the offering also got Bibles into people's hands that want a Bible so bad. And we did that. And so what your offering did, I'm not going to tell you a price, I'm just tell you what it bought. It will buy two pigs and five Bibles. Now, just give yourself a hand. You may not think that's great. It's great. Like, that's really cool. I mean, I'm talking, you guys were laying like $20 bills up in the bucket. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow. That's what I'm talking about. Some of y'all laying $5 bills, and that's huge. You're like, man, that's a lot of money to me. $5. And if y'all could stop talking, that would be really great and fun for me. Maybe you can sacrifice talking for this sacrificial talk that we're learning about sacrifice. That'll be fun. And so you sacrificed your money. $5, $20. And man, that's great. That's what it's all about. We were talking about tithing. The word tithing, if you're new to us or to this, tithing actually means offering or tenth. Pretty cool. You've heard it before in church, maybe you never heard it in your life. When they pass around the plate and stuff, that's called a tithe. A 10%, an offering. And tonight we're going to talk about something that is really, really, really dear to my heart. And I really hope, if you've never heard me talk before, or maybe you've been in here but you've never zoned in or you didn't really care, I hope tonight that you seriously listen. Because I'm passionate about what we're talking about tonight. And I'm excited about it. Because it changed my life. His name is Jesus Christ. And here's what happens. When I say that, half the people in this room completely zone out. Because for many reasons, maybe I say Jesus Christ to you and you say, I don't know who that is, so that name means nothing to me. Jesus Christ, you don't know what that means. Or I say Jesus Christ and you think, man, that name is, I hear it all the time. It means nothing to me. Maybe when you go home, you hear it all the time. And maybe you've been forced into it and you're just like, Jesus Christ, I'm tired of that. It just does nothing for you. Maybe you've gone to church your whole life and you're numb to it. And that probably is a lot of people in this room right now. You know, Jesus Christ, maybe when I say that, it excites you. You're like, yes, my Savior, my God, Jesus Christ. And if you are one of those people who you're a Christian, and you're sitting here and somebody is talking about Christ and he just bores you to death, there's a problem. Unless, I've never been known to be very boring, okay? I don't think I'm going to bore you, okay? But if you know, Jesus Christ is something that's boring to you and stupid, and reading your Bible is dumb, and you just don't do all this, and singing a song to God, and you're a Christian, by the way, and you just hate it, problem. Major problem. And tonight we're talking about the ultimate sacrifice. The ultimate sacrifice was Jesus Christ dying on the cross. Jesus Christ did something for us that we did not deserve. Okay? We as people are naturally born to sin. Okay? Naturally. When you come out, you know what I'm saying? You're naturally born to sin. You're like, hey, I'm a sinner. You can't help it. There's nothing you can do. There's one person born, not a sinner. Name? God. Jesus Christ. And so we're naturally sinners. And so what happened was, is this dude named God, Christ, came to earth, and he died, sacrificed his life. Check this out. He gave an offering, sacrificed. A sacrifice is giving something major up that you need. He sacrificed his life so that we can have life. He sacrificed his life so that we can have life. Now, when I say that we can have life, I don't mean that we can have, hey, look, I'm alive. Jesus died on the cross, so I'm alive. True. But you're alive from sin. Jesus Christ died on the cross, not just so we can be like, yeah, go God, woo. No, he died on the cross so that when we die, we have eternity in heaven with him. That's huge. And when you know somebody that's going to spend eternity in heaven, you can say stuff like this. When you know that somebody really dear to you, somebody really close to you, when they die and they go to heaven, and you've seen in their life a Christian walk, then you can say something like this that the whole world can see. You can say this: God won't give me anything I can't handle. Pretty cool. Or you can say this: I know my life is a book, and God wants me to keep the pages turning. Here's what happened. Christy and Jeremy Todd lost their mother to cancer a few weeks ago. Okay? And it is so sad for that family. But here's the cool part, is that every time I talk to these people, they keep saying, you know what? She's in a better place. You know what? She's in heaven. And Christy said right here in this paper that it's okay because God is not going to put me through something that I can't handle. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I just want to know right now, and you'll know by the end of this night, and if you could stop talking, that'd be really, really, really cool. And you'll know by the end of this night if you're a Christian or not. And if you're not a Christian, then you don't have this. You don't have the peace in your heart that when you die, you're going to go to heaven. You don't have that. And when you know somebody that is not a Christian, it breaks your heart for them. Because when they die, they're going to go somewhere besides heaven. It's called hell. And I just want to wake everybody up real quick. Because heaven and hell are two real places. And not being a Christian, when you die, you go to hell. And I just want everybody in this room right now to know you are hearing this tonight. You're here for a reason. And if this is your first time at church, you're like, you know, he's the reason I don't go to church. People like that is why I don't go to church, because they get in my face and they tell me things I don't want to hear. That's why I don't go to church, because what's his name? Michael. Yeah, Michael. Because of him. I'm sorry. But I'm glad that you came tonight, if that's you in this room, because you're having an opportunity to hear the truth. So we're talking about sacrifice. We're talking about being alive. In Romans 6, 4 through 10, we're just going to, everybody look together on the screens. Romans 6, 4 through 10. Check this out. It says, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Now rewind that real quick, Michael. No, that's good. Just stay there. If we've been... I'm sorry. I'm confusing you. My fault. Just keep rolling with it. I'm sorry, dude. If we've been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know... This is huge. Check this out. Don't zone me out because we're reading the Bible. Let's sit and we're just gonna read this together. This is fun. We're all sitting here together. I'm right here in the middle, y'all. Y'all just read the screens. For we know that our... I'm just over here. It's cool. You're right, Chance? You're reading your Bible. That's neat. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Keep it there, Michael. Go back one. For we know that our old self was crucified. Here's what that means. When you become a Christian, your old self, crucified, gone, on the cross. Huge. It says this. We know that our old self, that means before you were a Christian, is crucified, is gone. So that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Here's what that means. When you become a Christian, you're not a slave to sin. What? A slave obeys their master, does everything it says it to do. When you're not a Christian, you can do nothing but sin, period. You're a slave to sin. Now let's go to the next one real quick. No longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Keep going. Now, if we die with Christ, this is cool. If you die with sin, you're a slave to sin. But check this out. Now, if we die with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him. That's huge. In heaven. If you die a Christian, you get to go to heaven when you die. Are you with me? Some of y'all are like, that's why I don't go to church, because of people like him. Cool. I love you. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, if you didn't know, God died on the cross and was raised from the dead. Because if he wasn't raised from the dead, then we have nothing to live for. Because every other god that ever lived on this earth, any other religion, anything else, their god, I've told you this, is what? Dead. Thank you. Is dead. Muhammad, dead. Buddha, dead. Joseph Smith, dead. All of them. But Jesus Christ, alive. And that's why you believe in a living God. Let's keep rolling. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Okay? He died, rose from the dead, he's alive. He can't die again. That's huge. We're going to find out why. Death no longer has mastery over him. One more. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. And you're like, what in the world? Real quick, let me sum that up. Jesus Christ died on the cross for all of us. Everybody say, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Sweet. And y'all weren't saying it like in anger, you know? Some people, that's the only time they ever say his name, you know, is when they're mad and they say, yeah, that's never really good. But Jesus Christ, man, he died on the cross for us. Here's what it says. All of that says this. Before you were a Christian, you're a slave to sin. When you're not a Christian, you're alive in Christ. You become a slave to God. Something just flew out of my mouth. I don't know what that was. But when you become a Christian, you become a slave to God. That doesn't sound like much fun, does it? I'm a slave to God who knows all, sees all, is all, be God. You're a slave to the God. Oh no. Oh yes. It is so cool. Now check this out. In Romans 12:1 says this. And you know this verse, and some of y'all are like, yeah, I know this. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. Check this out. When, this is good. If you're not with me, that's cool. I'm with me because I like this. This is really cool. When you become a Christian and you realize that God is your everything, and some people don't really care right now, and I think it's really funny, but look, there's some people in this room that are loving this. When you become a Christian, you become a living sacrifice. What have we been talking about lately? Thank you. Good job. A sacrifice. An offering. And when you become a Christian, check this out. This is what God wants us to be. This is how he wants us. So here's what I want you to do. It's called the message. Okay? It's a translation. It's really easy to read. You know, it's fun. It's just great. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, some of y'all are there right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, huh? Yeah, that's me. Okay, sleeping. All right? You're sleeping, you're eating, you know what I'm saying? Sleeping, eating, going to work, all right, or school, and walking around life and place it before God as an offering. Here's what it just said. Everything you do, every sport, everything you do. Everything. When you watch TV, when you go to the movies, when you listen to music, whenever you're going to the bathroom, everything you do, give it to God. Why? Because you're a living sacrifice. Check it out. Let's keep going. God is an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. This is good stuff. I'll stop right there. Take your whole life and give it to God. Christian, if you're a Christian in this room, if you're a Christian in this room right now, is your Christian life, is your offering to God just on Sundays and Wednesdays? Is your Christian walk, is your offering just on Sundays and Wednesdays? And when people see you at school or wherever, is it pretty obvious that you're a Christian, or is it pretty obvious that you're just a give an offering on Sundays and Wednesdays? Where are you at? Now look at this. This is good stuff. Romans 6:19-21. This is again out of the message. It's so fun to read. Don't zone me out. And this right here is talking about people. This is who people were before they were Christians. It's who people were before they were Christians. You with me? You can readily recall, can't you, how one time you were, one time the more you did just what you felt like doing. How many are there right now? Don't raise your hand. But at one time, you did everything that you wanted to do. You didn't care what anybody said. You just did what you wanted to do. You know, you remember those days before you were Christian? You did what you wanted to do no matter what anybody said. Not caring about others. You remember those days, guys? Remember when we just didn't care about anybody? We did whatever we wanted, and we were buttholes to everybody. Y'all remember that? You remember those days before we were Christians? We were jerks. Yeah, let's keep going. This is before we were Christians, before we became the living sacrifices that we are today. You remember that time when we didn't care about others or even care about God? Y'all remember that? That's what it says. This is good Paul, man. He's the man. The worse your life became and the less freedom you had. Remember that? When you did bad things, you got grounded. Remember? Or you got in trouble. Oh, stink. I screwed up in school. I got kicked out. Yeah. Because you didn't care. You didn't give a junk about anything. You just didn't care. Remember that? You got in trouble, you got kicked out? Cool. Let's look. And just because you got kicked out of school doesn't mean you're not a Christian. Okay, let's work with that. Check it out. The less freedom you had because of those things, and he says this, and how much different is it now? Please listen to me. And if y'all can stop talking to whoever that is, that would really help me. Because there's a door. If you don't want to be, you can just do-do-do-do. And I'd be like, see you. It'd be fun. And check it out. It says this, and how much different is it now as you live in God's freedom? Your life's healed and expansive holiness. Let's keep going. Y'all, I love this. As long as you did what you felt like doing. Do you guys remember those days when, before you were Christians, we did whatever the heck that we wanted to do? You remember those days? We went to parties? Remember that? Man, we would just have sex with whoever we wanted. Remember that? Yes. Or, you know, we would cuss out our parents. Remember those days? You remember? It was so much fun. That was before we were Christians. That's what it says right here. Or we would flip people off when they cut us off in cars or, you know. Yeah. So let's keep reading. Ignoring God. Remember when God asked you to do stuff and you completely ignored Him? Hello? Do you remember when God asked you to do something and you completely ignored Him? Maybe you saw something on the side of the road. I don't know. And you're like, man, I really feel like I should do something. And you're like, nah. But you're like, oh, my bad, God, that was you? Oops. Remember when we just ignored God? Or maybe He wanted you to tell your friend about Jesus Christ? Remember those? Remember? He said, hey, tell that person about me, because they're going to hell. Remember? And we didn't do it? And they're probably going to go to hell? Man, we ignored God. It says it right. You see, it's up there too. Ignored God. You didn't have to bother with right thinking or right living or right anything for that matter. But do you call that a free life? You know, a lot of us say, well, being a Christian's boring. You can't do anything. I've been a Christian since I was 13 years old. And I just want you to know, it's the most exciting experience I've ever had in my life. And you're going to find out why here in a second. I have to tell you. Because when I became a Christian, I did something. God gave me a little thing called joy. And so joy entered my life. And it's exciting. And when you're not a Christian, joy is not there. What did you get out of it? This is massive. What did you get out of it? Nothing. You're proud of now. Where did it get you? A dead end. Here's what it says, students. Is that at one time, you lived a life that was completely on your way on a path to hell. And it says, where did it get you? A dead end. That's what it means. A dead end. Nowhere. Nowhere. Sorry. Hell. That's where it got you. Exactly where it got you. And I just want to remind some of people in this room right now, you're still there. You're still on that path. Can y'all stop talking? It'd be great. Thank you, girls. You're still on that path. Let's keep reading, because the good part, you know, here's what happened before you were living sacrifice. This was you. Before you became a Christian, this was you. You did whatever you wanted. You didn't care about others or God. You were free to do whatever you want. You were in constant trouble, and you were going toward a dead end. You were lost. I went to Chicago with my wife, Danny, and Stacy, and we woke up one morning, the first morning. We had to go to this church We're in Chicago, downtown Chicago, in the suite 4Runner, white 4Runner, in downtown Chicago. It doesn't match, okay? We're rolling down there, and we are lost. We're just trying to find breakfast, okay? And we can't find it. And so we're just going. And finally, we find a place, and we're like, oh, this is good. And we eat there, and it was kind of scary, but we had to eat, and it was, I remember what it was. It really wasn't that good. I lied, y'all. It really, seriously wasn't that good. And so we leave, and we go out, and we can't find this church, and so we're lost. And I hate being lost. And so the deal is this, though, is that as when you're not a believer, that's you. You're lost. You're walking around with nothing. You're just lost. A dead end. And the dead end is what they call, what? Hell. Yeah. It's not a bad word. It's a real place. Check it out. It is a bad word if you use it in a bad word. But look, this is what happens when you become a Christian, and I'm almost done. If you're taking notes, thank you. When we become a Christian, here's what happens. You become holy. The word holy means this, set apart. You become holy. Look at Romans 6:3, out of the Message. Is it up there? Okay. Or didn't you realize we were packed up and left there for good? That's what happened in baptism. When we went underwater, we left the old country of sin behind. When we came up out of the water, we entered into a new country of grace, a new land. That's what baptism, the life of Jesus, means. Here's what that means. When you became a Christian, you went down. If you've been baptized, it's a symbolism. You go down underwater dirty, you come up clean. And it says you come up brand new. And when you become a Christian, you become holy. Holy means this, set apart. Everybody say, set apart. You're holy. You're different. You don't look the same. And another really cool thing is that you're joyful. I mean, yeah, you're going to have a bad day, but it's really hard sometimes for me to be around Christians that aren't joyful. And I'm not talking about being like, okay, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about normal. Joy, you're happy. You have something about you. Hopefully when people see me and I die and they're like, man, he was a jerk. No, I want them to say, man, he was joyful. And I'm working on that part sometimes. He was joyful. Is that you, Christians? Also, a really cool thing about becoming a Christian is you have a relationship with God. And if you guys could stop talking in the back, I would love it. I don't know why I've said it so many times. It seriously doesn't make sense. And I'm going to bust on y'all hard right now. This is the only student ministry that I've ever spoke to that has disrespected me as much as y'all do. I'm tired of it. I'm a nice guy. But if you don't care, then I would beg you to get up and leave. Because what you're doing is hindering somebody else from hearing what God wants to tell them. I've spoken in a lot of places. And there's parents in here that hear me, and if you don't like me, then that's okay too. But I'm going to go and tell y'all, I've spoken in a lot of places, and there's something about the students. Maybe it's not these students, but it's people that don't really care. You know what I'm saying? You with me, Adam? People just don't care. They just don't care. So I don't know what the deal is. So a leader, someday in this student ministry, rise up and tell them to shut up. Is that cool? Is that all right? That'd be good. Thank you. Thanks, bro. This is a time when I just want to be serious. And this is not everybody. I'm telling you, it's 4 people in this room right now. Okay? 4 of 180-something. Okay? So everybody else, I'm with you. I'm on you. We're great. Okay? Oh, I feel so much better. Don't y'all feel better? Man, that guy's a jerk. Yep. Joyful jerk, though. Also, when you die, you have a peace with eternity. When I was growing up, before I was a Christian, I was scared to death about death. Because when I died, I didn't know what was going to happen. My grandma had just died, and I wasn't a Christian, so I didn't understand like where people went. I was like seriously 12. I'm like, what's death? You know, where do you, like a black hole? You go in the earth and get eaten? Or what's up, you know? No. And I read a book called The Bible, and it showed me that death is really a cool thing when you become a Christian. I want to read this verse to you, and then I'm going to show you a video. It's Romans 6:6, and I just want to focus on this. If you didn't hear anything all night, this is massive. Could it be any clearer? Our old way of life was nailed to the cross with Christ. A decisive end to that sin miserable life. No longer it sins every beck and call. Could it be any clearer? Guys, this is huge. When you become a Christian, what happened was this. Jesus Christ died on the cross. All of your sins are right there on that cross with Jesus Christ. all of them. And what happens is this, is that sometimes we go back to the cross and we grab our sins and we're like, yes. And here's what happened, is Christ died. The nails in the cross. It said, pop that back up there, Michael. Six. Could it be any clearer? Our old way of life was nailed to the cross. When you became a Christian, your old way is nailed to the cross. It's there. The greatest sacrifice of all, and if you don't catch this, that's okay, but the night's not over. The greatest sacrifice of all was Jesus Christ dying on the cross for our sins. The nails are in the cross for you. Go ahead. Took for us to have a relationship with God. And so I ask you tonight, where are you? Where are you right now in your walk with God, if you have a walk? And let me go ahead and just ask this question. Are you a believer in this room right now? Do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? We've been talking about an offering. Jesus Christ gave up his life, a sacrificial life for us. Do you have that relationship with him? And tonight, if you don't, I would like everybody to just put their heads down for me, please. If you have no idea about this sacrifice and you would like to have a relationship with God, can you please just put your hand up for a second? That would really help me. And just keep it up for me. And just don't look around. Please don't look around. Keep your hands up. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's cool. Is there anybody else? Please don't look around. I'll take care of that part. Is there anybody else, man? There is for sure one person in this room, and I'm very thankful. And hey, man, everybody with their eyes closed, why don't you go into the back? Man, no one's looking. Why don't you go into the back, man, and talk to Jeremy? Anybody else? You don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ in this room. And here's what's cool. You guys, if there's anybody else and you don't want to raise your hand because you got stinky underarms, you can just go on to the back right now. If you don't have a relationship with God, and man, you just need to talk to somebody about not having a relationship with God, you can go on to the back. Okay, cool. Well, everybody else, why don't you go and look at me real quick? And John, could you just hit one of those switches for me? Thank you so much. And here's the next question, guys. How many of you guys in this room right now, Christians, how many of you guys are doing this right now? You're a Christian, you died on the cross, your sin is buried, it's gone, but this is you. This is you. You're coming back to the cross, you're like, God, can I get, hey, yeah, you died for me, but can I have that sin back? How many of y'all, that's you, when you're like, you know what you're doing. You know the right thing, but the sin was buried. But we're like, oh yes, party. And you're here and you're God, well, I just take the whole thing. And then you really can't do that because you're not God. And you keep going back and back and back, and you keep going to that sin. If that's you, I just want to say this, stop. Or maybe you feel so bad about a certain sin that keeps coming up and that keeps happening, and you're just like, oh, why did I do that? Why did I steal? Why did I cuss this person out and punch him in the face? That was dumb. And you feel guilty because of that, and you should. That's real not cool. Or you're like, man, why did I have sex with that person when I knew it was wrong and I'm only in sixth grade? It's real. Or you're like, man, why am I acting this way around my parents when I know it's wrong and you feel guilty about it and you're just hurting yourself about it? Well, can I just remind you? It's gone. It's buried. Let God have it. He gave up a sacrifice for us, an offering for us. Let him have it. Let him have it. Students, it is a blessing that Christ died on the cross for us. Our lives have been nailed down. And now what happens is the old life is gone. In the new life, we now become slaves to God. And so tonight, we're not going to take up another offering, because the only offering that I want to happen tonight, and one student will receive Christ tonight, and that is just amazing and wonderful. And I know that there are some students in this room right now who your walk with God is just not even a walk. It's, you don't know what it is. You're not even, I don't know what it is. But we're not going to take up an offering. We're not going to do any of that. All we're going to do, all I want to do is this. Is that when you leave and you lay in your bed, which is going to happen to probably everybody in this room, you're going to lay in a something or on a something when you make that action. Or maybe before you leave, you may need to do this. Will you just offer your lives up to God? Even if you're a Christian, just say, God, man, here I am. Take all of me. Take my sleeping, eating, everyday life. Take all of me. And then when you sleep, man, it's going to be a restful sleep, and you're going to wake up and your life will be just so cool. It's still going to be a challenge. And I challenge you with this, students. Don't go running back to the cross trying to get your sin off that thing, because it's gone. Jesus Christ took your sin, and it is as far as the east is from the west. You're forgiven. That's what it means.